Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 8. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Listen as wisdom calls out. Hear as understanding raises her voice. On the hilltop along the road, she takes her stand at the crossroads. By the gates at the entrance to the town, on the road leading in, she cries aloud. I call to you, to all of you. I raise my voice to all people. You simple people, use good judgment. You foolish people, show some understanding. Listen to me, for I have important things to tell you. Everything I say is right, for I speak the truth and detest every kind of deception. My advice is wholesome. There is nothing devious or crooked in it. My words are plain to anyone with understanding, clear to those with knowledge. Choose my instruction rather than silver, and knowledge rather than pure gold. For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with it. I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Common sense and success belong to me. Insight and strength are mine. Because of me, kings reign, and rulers make just decrees. Rulers lead with my help, and nobles make righteous judgments. I love all who love me. Those who search will surely find me. I have riches and honor, as well as enduring wealth and justice. My gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wages better than sterling silver. I walk in righteousness, in paths of justice. Those who love me inherit wealth. I will fill their treasuries. The Lord formed me from the beginning, before he created anything else. I was appointed in ages past, at the very first, before the earth began. I was born before the oceans were created, before the springs bubbled forth their waters. Before the mountains were formed, before the hills I was born, before he had made the earth and fields and the first handfuls of soil. I was there when he established the heavens, when he drew the horizon on the oceans. I was there when he set the clouds above, when he established springs deep in the earth. I was there when he set the limits of the seas, so they would not spread beyond their boundaries. And when he marked off the earth's foundations, I was the architect at his side. I was his constant delight, rejoicing always in his presence. And how happy I was with the world he created, how I rejoiced with the human family. And so, my children, listen to me, for all who follow my ways are joyful. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Don't ignore it. Joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But those who miss me injure themselves. All who hate me love death. Once again, that was Proverbs chapter 8 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Wisdom is more than just a thing we acquire. It is part of the very nature of God. Wisdom has been personified in Proverbs already, calling out to the simple to gain wisdom. Wisdom is pictured in this chapter as the instrument or architect of creation, part of God's nature through which he created the world. Wisdom, with her insights and proven results, calls out to us to go her way, not our own way. The Lord is calling us to himself, to be like him, know him, and imitate him. God's wisdom is worth more than riches. His wisdom brings strength and insight. The fullest revelation of God's wisdom is found in Jesus, the Word of God who turns the wisdom of the world on its head, from what Paul writes to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 starting in verse 21 and ending in verse 25. Our ways are not his ways. Our wisdom is not his wisdom. His wisdom is eternal, and it works. Absorb his word, hear his voice, and follow his way. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What does it mean for you to follow the wisdom of Jesus rather than the wisdom of the world? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.